The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw On Your Questions, episode 402. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
I ain't doing.
Brett Murdoch.
What up?
And Brian Monjoma.
What up?
All right, for obvious reasons, we have the entire crew here. And no preamble, we're going to get right into it, man. You all know what happened. We're going to get right into it. First question from Kishak. Will the GTA 6 delay cause the game to be delayed? How far back could Rockstar delay the game? The hack was extremely substantial. GTA 6 was leaked, and it's real. It's not rumored. It's real.
It's real bad.
Yeah. It's real fucking, this is horrible for everybody involved, the developers, the fans, everybody's, every time anything leaks bad happens, it's terrible for everybody involved, you know? And then one of my concerns is like, okay, how far back is this going to set things back? Chris, I'm going to have you jump in here in a minute because obviously you worked at Rockstar, but the way this is just me from the outsider looking in. Rockstar is either going to stop production or at least severely slow things down so they can investigate where this leak came from, right? Then they got to like redo how, you know, their policies, because apparently the leak happened from somebody who was working from home. They're probably going to reevaluate that. Then they got to explain shit to the shareholders because there's a lot of stupid, uninformed people out there going, why does this game look bad? It's not finished yet. So all these things are going on. Yeah. So the game's definitely going to get delayed more than it already was. Go ahead. Yeah.
They haven't released the GTA 6 source code yet, which I think is the real, like, that's the thing that would really fuck up.
I heard that's what happened though.
They haven't released it, and they're not willing to sell this. So the GTA 6 source code is not for sale. They released the GTA 5 source code and assets though. So
they, what about the ransom?
That's kind of the problem here. Like, The big issue is if they release the GTA 6 source code, then everybody has their game, and they need to start, you know, rebuilding shit from the ground up because they can't just have, you know, right now they just have random assets of like, here's clothing kind of moving and some like some character models kind of like, they got stuff that was proof of concept, but they didn't get a lot of like things that are going to be super valuable, which is the reason that I think that they released those as kind of like the here's what I found. It's the source code that we all have to fucking worry about. So,
well, when they say that source code was leaked, it can mean anything. It can mean that the whole game was leaked. It can mean that a flower box in the title of a single piece of source code leaked, or it could be a configuration variable that leaked. It could be anything. It could be something that is really nothing to something that's really severe. It could show the vulnerabilities of the source code where maybe, you know, people can, you know, hack into it, or it, you know, it could be the front end of Rockstar.com or the Rockstar game launcher. It could be anything.
Yeah, it's not been released yet for GTA 6. That's kind of a kind of, at least for me, a sigh of relief. Like, okay, they're not gonna have to build this shit from the ground up yet.
But think how many people work on this title, and from the footage that was released, I'm sure they could pretty much pinpoint at least a department that had access to those builds, because you saw a lot of it was early, like the footage in the square box detection going on. It's like, okay, which department was working on that and had access to this, and then focus on it. But even that department could be like 100 people or something, you know, could be ridiculous.
Yeah, so Chris, I want to hear Chris's take, because obviously he worked there, so we got to hear the insider track on this shit.
Oh,
but go ahead, Carlos. Finish what you're gonna say.
I just wanted to ask a real quick question. So it was confirmed it was someone an employee working from home.
That's what it appears like. we don't actually 100% know where this came from. So
it could be anything.
It could be anything. My first instinct was a disgruntled employee, but that could be wrong too. We're not sure.
Hey, you know what I was thinking? I said it could have been just maybe one of the shared drives of somebody got hacked, and that was docs that were being shared, like a Google Docs.
Yeah, apparently this came from Slack. You know,
like I'll tell you one thing about Slack.
They slack it.
They slack it.
No, Slack is not encrypted, right?
It's no.
Really, yeah, Slack is, I will say, a lot of game developers use Slack, and it's not exactly that great.
Well, I mean, hacks can happen anywhere. Look at Last of Us. Last of Us was an AWS hack. It wasn't Slack, and AWS is pretty secure. A lot of companies trust Amazon with security, but the weak link in a chain is always someone who has a weak password, or somebody shares their account with somebody they shouldn't, you know, like phishing, and then everything is exposed. So that could be the case here, or somebody had a weak password, somebody gets in their Slack and they have assets shared. There's and Slack has groups, so different teams can be in a group, but maybe this person might be a lead or a senior developer, so there might be in multiple groups, and then they have shared files, so you get access to all this content, and you just download it. So that might be what happened. I mean, I would discount the like when I first heard this, I was like, man, even if somebody got fired, let's say I don't know how the politics or the environment is in Rockstar North, because that's Edinburgh. And I don't know how that studio is set up. I know how New York was set up. And I know that when you leave that office, man, they walk you, you have to sign a million documents just to start working there. And when you leave, you leave very quietly, and they don't let you leave with anything. They don't vet first before you leave the building. So it's not like you could just pull a hard drive out or a laptop, or you can sneak anything out. They're very strict. So the idea that somebody would have snuck out a thumb drive with this stuff it would be a little difficult. Not impossible, but I kind of ruled that out, just thinking how it was when I was there. And I didn't know about the hack thing till later, that this guy took credit and he said he broke into Slack. I thought maybe somebody got fired and they had dumped stuff off. Like, it's possible with the working from home that you could just, I mean, who's going to stop you from connecting an Elgato on a separate laptop and just recording everything you're debugging? And then you have it on a separate computer that's outside of, anything that's VPN'd or networked into the office. But that doesn't seem to be the case either. So the panic and there must be like an all hands on deck situation across the board. Like, you probably have people in Europe at the office on a Sunday. You probably have people in New York at their doing damage control, because I heard they were nuking the footage as it was going up on YouTube and Twitter. They were trying to and I remember when GTA 5 got the release date got changed, when it got delayed. That was another, that even for something that small, that's not a leak or anything, just for that, it was an all hands on deck situation. Like, we had to monitor forums, Reddit, we had to send out news wires, people monitoring comments on the videos that we put up. Like, and I was doing some of that too, like, just to, you know, because people are pissed, right? So I can only imagine with this, like, there must be 1,000 questions going on. Whose computer was it? They probably know already.
Yeah.
I would imagine, like, you have to narrow it down, like, and the metadata is all on in the video. If you look at the videos and you look at the crawler, you have the metadata that tells you the build version and all that stuff. So only a certain number of people would have access to that.
Yeah.
So you know from there. And they had the map editor. And I've seen that map editor before, because GTA 5 is the world builder, I forgot what it was called, but it uses the same type of map editor, and only certain people have access to that. So it kind of narrows down where the data came from. Now, how they decide to handle this is different. Like, could they fire this person? Sure, you could take on him. But the thing is, that doesn't fix anything. It's already out there. And you can only keep trying to delete videos so much. Like, it's already exploded. It's everywhere. Everyone has seen it.
I'm sure it's on Daily Motion, and there's not much you can do once it starts hitting those.
Right. You can upload it to any site you want. It's all over Twitter. As soon as it gets taken down, somebody else is going to just upload it. Like, it's impossible. That genie's out of the bottle. You can't do anything about it. So I think if this was a hacker and he did get access to someone's account, I mean, at most, that person, you know, might be in big trouble. But I don't think beyond that, there's much they can do. And I don't know, like, when this guy says he has source code for GTA 5 and 6. Well, looking at some of the videos, I would think that they share a lot of code. Like, the animations and the engine look pretty similar.
Yeah.
So it might be one code base that's just forked, and, you know, GTA 6 is one fork off of what GTA 5 is built off of. It's pretty similar. So he might have it. You know, I don't know. You know, because Slack ties into all sorts of stuff. I don't know where Rockstar stores their, like, their Git repos. I mean, it might be GitHub or something. So maybe he had access to that, and maybe that's where he pulled it from, you know? So he could possibly have all of it.
Yeah, because this game's probably running on Rage Engine, right? Like GTA 5?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably running on their engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, where the source code is stored, like, because Slack ties into all these different other services, right? It ties into your ticketing systems, like, you know, Jira or Fogbugs or whatever. It ties into all these other things, so you can keep track of what you're working on. And would also tie into your Git repository, which is a source code manager, right? So if this guy had access to a senior guy's Slack account, he has access to all that stuff. He could start trying to reach out and see what else he can get, right? Like, oh, I could get assets. Oh, I could go in this Git repo. There's the code, and just pull it down, right? You can put whatever you want.
Yeah, that describes how the source code can be hacked. And also the videos could be just videos sent between developers within Rockstar, just, you know, in Slack messages saying, hey, look, this is how this part looks. Or
right, because if this guy, let's say maybe they're using SharePoint or an Azure blob to store videos, or AWS or whatever. That's all in there. All he has to do is find the paths to all where the assets are, and then boom, he has assets, right? It's just time. It's as soon as you have the doors wide open, all it takes is time to just download this stuff, and then he has it.
Man, this shit is crazy. All right. Again, we got a couple of GTA 6 questions, so we keep going up the line here.
I just have to say not about this. I'm like, man, we got like four coders on this show.
Yeah. we are very well informed around here when it comes to this subject.
I do want to mention another thing. I'm guessing that at least this week, Rockstar, the development of GTA 6 is going to go to an absolute halt.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, because that's the question. It's like, will this delay the game? It's going to have to, you know?
Even without the leak, the game was going to get delayed.
Yeah. Anyways. No, but you know what I'm saying, Carlos? Like, this is not going to help the situation. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, we talked previously, and hopefully I don't step over any of the questions, but, you know, we talked previously, this game isn't due to be released anytime soon, even from our speculation. And looking at the videos, I don't know how old those videos are, but they look pre-alpha. They look stuff that is at the beginning stages of what they're developing. So yeah, even it could have been originally slated for 2024, and this could possibly extend it to 2025 or beyond.
Yeah,
that's which is crazy.
Apparently, you know, the game was like not due to be released for another 2 years or so. You're gonna have to probably wait a little longer now. You know,
who's the happiest out of anyone in this situation?
Jason Schreier.
Well, I mean, you know, he's
kind of validated.
I got a story.
Yeah, he'll bust out the crunch stuff within this story. It's the higher ups at Rockstar, because that means several more years of GTA 5 online.
Oh man,
you know, they get to extend that fucking cash cow. So, you know, the developers are probably devastated, because, you know, who knows what effect that'll do on their work. You know, a lot of the project managers, a lot of the, you know, the QA and everyone working is probably kind of upset, you know, and rightfully so. And by the way, I do want to mention, I did see some of the videos, and I'm not going to comment on how bad they look, because apparently that's a thing in the internet whenever talking
people,
about...
By the way, people are doing that really fucking stupid. Like, this is clear not done. Have you seen the people? They're literally like dolls, basically. You see the joints there. They're not done yet, you know? But people are like, oh, this is it. This is a sign. What's coming? Okay, guys.
I do want to mention that some of the videos that I've been seeing, it's a lot of debugging parts of the game. They're, you know, they're showing like sort of the variables within the characters, and, you know, like I'm, you know, triggered and the cops are coming in this amount of time or whatever. Did you guys see the control prompts?
No.
They're PlayStation buttons.
Well, they're probably testing it on PlayStation, yeah.
So it's just interesting, because I would.
So maybe there's another group for that. Then that's another way to narrow it down.
Yeah, because, like there's
a department. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would have assumed that this would be like developed on the PC. So not like.
So well, I think it was when I was looking at the debug. So you have the prompt on the bottom, and it tells you the video card and everything, and this. Whatever the dev machine that was used was either using a 2080 or a 3060, I forget which one, or it was switching between two of them. So what they'll do is they have dev and test machines that have some parity with a console, but they're not doing it on like a PS5 dev kit, right? This was captured off of a PC for sure, but they might have prompts. They might be like, okay, this will eventually be the build for PS5. So the guy, whoever's testing, is probably using a PlayStation, a DualSense controller hooked into the PC. It's kind of rigged to run like it would run on the console, because he was getting a lot of memory overruns. I noticed like the frame rate would drop, and he would constantly have errors saying it's like, oh, you have low video memory. And you could see on the right, there was telling him how much free memory he had, and it was constantly going down, probably because there's memory leaks. I looked at that and I was like, well, this is legit. Like, you could see his memory usage when he walked and all this stuff. Like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah. Next question. Again, a couple more GTA 6 questions here. Could the GTA 6 leak cause other developers to rethink their stance on employees working from home to mitigate leaks? I would think so. If that's the case, because again, you can't really police people if they're working from home to get, like you guys said, to grab an Elgato and record some shit, you know?
I think the answer to that is yes, because you have to go through several filters of dumb, like almost like a game of telephone. Like, you have to realize they're going to have to relay this to the stockholders, and the stockholders are just going to be like, well, maybe they shouldn't be working from home, regardless of the logistics of it. You know, you could be actually saving a shit ton of money by downsizing your office. But then the shareholders, that's the thing about shareholders, is they can be dumb as a rock, and you still kind of got to listen to them.
Well, there's a lot, you know, especially when you go into a lot of game studios, you know, there's a lot of security. And a lot of that, a lot of that sort of goes out the window when people are working from home. So who knows? Maybe it might be a situation where they essentially make it mandatory to come back, you know?
Yeah, but well, I think other developers watching it's like, oh, shit. You know,
well, they could the only reason that they would say that working from home affected this is if, or like they would say it is sort of to try to virtue signal to the lowest common denominator.
Try to get everybody back into office, Carlos.
Yeah, well that because, you know, what Chris mentioned, everything with AWS, with Git, with Slack, working from home or working from the office, that still remains the same. Those vulnerabilities are still going to be intact. People are not going to move away from Teams or from Slack or from AWS or Azure, where the repositories, whenever they use Git, you know, so that all that's going to stay the same. But if people want to say, or like if Rockstar wants to say, well, we're going to make everyone work from home because of security vulnerabilities, then they could definitely say that. It doesn't affect, it could potentially not affect how this hacker got the information, but it's a good PR sort of speak to get people.
It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing because of, in general, like you notice a lot of these big hacks all sort of happened when people were starting working home. The CD Projekt Red one, the Capcom one, all of these things happened when people were working at home. So,
I mean, hacks happen
all the time.
Kevin Mitnick said it best: the weakest link of any company are the users. and that's it. Because people mess up with passwords, they share information, they're lax with a lot of things. They'll always be
good security teams.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
I mean, though, Last of Us did get leaked when there wasn't any home working, was there, or was it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was, that was like 2019.
Yeah, it was 2020. I mean,
sure, remember that big Sony that.
Yeah, you're right. It was 2019, right?
And then that big Sony Pictures hack that happened.
That happened before that.
That's what I'm saying. There was none of that work from home shit. So, I mean, big companies always get hacked.
Got a big old target on your head.
But yeah, these companies, they want people to go back to the office. They're probably going to use this as an excuse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really blame them, though, unfortunately. All right. So, Toon Medic, who's joining us in the chat tonight. Michael Santiago, our boy. Right. Can you guys explain the severity of the GTA 6 leak? Could Rockstar have to rewrite the game? It depends if the source code got leaked or not. If it did, man.
If this was just the start and we start seeing more information get leaked out or just the complete source codes for certain sections, yeah, this could ruin everything.
Yeah. But, well, like,
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
The closest situation to this where they held a bunch of source code was for Cyberpunk, and they paid that.
They did, right?
Yeah, they did.
That's crazy.
I don't think Capcom did it.
You know,
I don't think Capcom actually did pay the ransomers though.
Man, but, remember because
it got on.
Yeah, we do not deal with scumbags.
they're like, ho, 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 you think you got the Broughton code?
Damn. But if you look up online, I mean, I feel like almost all these big ransomware hacks, they all get paid. We saw that with the electric company. We saw it with the water company. We see it with banks. So as much as people are like, oh, this doesn't really pan out, it does. Hospitals pay out. A lot of schools have been paying out. Big universities that got hacked paid out. So it's working.
Man, you killed me with the stupid American. We do not bow to you.
Foolish Americans.
Yeah, you're right there, old.
We do not bow to you.
We do not bow to you, imperialist thugs.
Wait, imperialist?
Yeah, you know, they're calling us imperialists, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I guess it just depends on what the severity of the leaks are. I don't think that they're going to just like if, and we don't know where in the progression of this game is. Like, is it a half complete game? Is it just 75% complete game? Did they start yesterday? I don't know. But, you know, it depends on what kind of assets were leaked. If there are some that have a lot of vulnerabilities, they could get scrapped or maybe they could get refactored. There's a lot of different things that could happen in terms of story or narrative. I really doubt anything's going to change, especially if they already did the motion capture and all that other stuff for some of those scenes.
Yeah, we can't really speak on that though, but you know, it's a good point. But yeah, it's pretty severe, and that, again, it depends on, because this is still early, we don't know what exactly leaked, but if the source code got leaked, shit, man, that's not going to be good. All right, and then Mob Hits, is the GTA 6 leak the biggest leak in gaming history?
Next to the Cyberpunk one.
Cyberpunk one was pretty fucking substantial. Like, yeah, that was a source code as well, you know?
That was the source code, and it's like The Witcher and Cyberpunk. It was a lot of their shit.
Fuck.
Well, and it was like information for the employers.
That's right. Yeah, it was salaries and stuff.
Information, leak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bigger. That was bigger.
That might be bigger than this.
Yeah, that was bigger than this.
It depends, because if this guy makes good on his threat and he releases the source code and assets, that would be close, right? And then you'd have to think about, you know, I don't think even
did
with
he,
the
do we know engine, how much he's asking for?
I have no idea. I don't know what the ransom is. The thing with, you know,
he's taking off
with your source code.
What happened, Brett?
He's taking offers over six figures on the GTA 5 asset and source codes.
Shit.
Okay.
He did. Last I checked a few hours ago, he was still saying GTA 6 source code is not for sale. So he's leveraging, if he's leveraging old stuff for a minimum of six figures, so $100,000 minimum for like GTA 5 source code or GTA 5 assets, right? That's for what he's throwing out at the public. Nobody contacted him with less than six figures. So
that kind of just leaves you an idea of what he's probably asking Rockstar for the he's the reason he's not selling the GTA 6 source code is he's negotiating with Rockstar for that one. That's his big play.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, and also it's a smart move because that GTA 5's code has more leverage because you would destroy GTA Online, like their monetization and stuff.
Yeah.
That's where the money is, right? GTA 6 is still out, like Carlos said, it's out in the distance, right? Leaking that source code doesn't help. It's an alpha build. It's not going to really tell you too much, and it's not anything anyone could leverage against them currently. With GTA Online, if you leak that source code, right, people could break the game wide open. You know, nobody needs a shark card. People could make their own shark cards. Who knows? The sky's the limit with what people could do. Hey, you want, crazy guns? People start modding the shit out of the game, figuring out how to add proxies and all sorts of shit. Like, it would be nuts. So that's where he's smart. He's leveraging that instead.
Can I just point out the irony here?
What's up?
Has nobody seen it?
What?
Okay, so Rockstar is trying desperately hard to reinforce its security because somebody heisted their shit and now is making off with the goods.
Yeah,
this could be a storyline within
definitely grand theft. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure. Who knows? Maybe they have some of this type of stuff story wise because they always try to keep with the times. I was like, oh yeah, what are we going to do? We're going to do a ransomware shit. Yeah, we're going to make some money. All right, let's do that. I can see that as a story.
If Rockstar was smart, they would turn this into a story just to make fun of these assholes. You know,
oh, yeah.
At least the Rockstar weenie would do that for sure. You know,
people eat that shit up. By the way, I do want to mention a narrative that's been going on online.
Yeah, let's talk about that because I'm disturbed by some of the narrative I'm seeing online as usual. Well, you know, I got out of my I got out of my Twitter vacation for this shit, man. I was off. I haven't been really on Twitter that much since Thursday. I was like, since I'm on vacation, right? I'm like, pick a Twitter vacation too. This shit, like Al Pacino, pulled me right back in.
Got me right back.
Anyway, yeah, what's the narrative you've been seeing?
There's one narrative. We'll get to the more important ones later, but there's one narrative where a lot of people have been posting online saying, oh, well, you know, you see, you know, these kinds of things hurt us because, you know, then the developers are not going to be that transparent with us anymore because of all these leaks and stuff. And people are judging these pre-alpha builds unjustly. And I'm like, really? These companies do everything they can to obfuscate the narrative. So I don't, you know, I feel bad for the developers. I sure as hell don't feel bad for Rockstar.
Who's saying this? The fans who's saying this?
I quote tweeted someone that said, check this out.
Knowing what type of person is coming from, you know, helps me know where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying?
So I'll read one tweet.
All right.
It said, it's hard to believe, but shit that isn't finished in games looks like shit. Incredible conclusions reached by the worst part of the gaming audience again. Thanks for once more ensuring devs have to stick to weird secretive marketing campaigns instead of being more open about development.
Okay, I see where they're coming from, though. I see where their sentiment is coming from, at least. Because people are going, oh, this game looks terrible. Skip it. This is Rockstar's taking our money. They're fucking up. This looks worse than GTA 5. I'm like, okay, guys, we need to chill right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but one thing can be right and the other thing can be wrong because the whole thing about, you know, developers, especially AAA publishers, being, you know, more open about their development cycles and when games are released and which games are working, you know, i.e. Cyberpunk situation, i.e. The Last of Us situation, you know, these guys are will do their best and their damnest to make fucking things look as good as possible when they're actually not that good. The Halo situation is another one, Halo Infinite. So, you know, miss me with you know, this whole, oh, developers, you know, the Rockstar is suffering because of all of this. I'm like, the developers are suffering. The people, the project managers within the game are suffering. That, you know, don't tell me that Rockstar has somehow, you know, been open with us about, you know, their development cycles.
Yeah, I just want to throw in there too, like, the employees may be suffering from the crackdown, but like, let's all, you know, pull out a very tiny violin for one of the most successful rich game developers ever in the history of man, having a slight setback to their next cash cow. Like, at the end of the day, this is, I'm pretty sure, the definition of a first world problem, man.
Yeah. Not to mention, Rockstar, when they released Red Dead Redemption 2, you know, they had the whole bullshit with Red Dead Online, you know, that made that shit suffer and kind of led us astray as the consumer. But, you know, whatever. People don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about Rockstar. I'm more worried about the devs that have been working hard on this shit than their work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's still cool enough, like, you know, like you, Brett, and Chris is like, you know, like, hey, like, here's the outline of a drawing. And then I just like, oh, this guy fucking sucks. Look at that piece of shit. It's nothing but a stick figure. You know, no, like, come on, guys. You know?
For me, I think the worst part would be, like, as a creative person, putting your heart and soul into something and then being told it's being thrown away because somebody saw it to start over again.
Yeah, like, that's bad. Yeah,
that's kind of just disheartening. But like I said, I think I definitely don't know. There's no way to validate if I've seen all the stuff, but I've seen a bunch of stuff, and a lot of it just looks like collision stuff. It, like, it doesn't really seem like the kind of stuff that's going to make them have to take a major step back. Right, I don't think they're going to be like, well, we got to trash this collision box detection, like, because people have seen, like, it's not going to be that. They're going to be worried about their GTA 5 source code, which apparently that has been leaked. So, I think what we're going to hear in GTA now is like, well, fuck, GTA 5 is tits up at this point. We can keep plugging these leaks, but the source code is leaked. GTA Online is not necessarily, like, we need to put the rush on GTA 6 now. We need to, you know, we can't just keep lazily making it and milking this cash cow because this cash cow is now compromised. So I think that's the biggest thing we'll see. And they'll start cracking the whip and changing priorities and things like that. But again, the real nightmare happens if they come out and say, like, hey, we sold the source code to GTA 6. Because at that point, you'd be like, well, I guess fucking throw it in the fire and come into work tomorrow, prepared to start all over again.
Yeah, this is just
I doubt though they're gonna start over again. I mean, they're gonna change an animation.
Well, I'm saying if they got the source code, like, that's the fucking foundation of the thing. That's the skeleton.
Yeah, but
it's really gonna be difficult to which course on that. Which means, like, if it's leaked, you're probably gonna start getting a lot of copycats.
And, well, I mean, the source code. The source code, it depends on what type of, you know.
I'm talking worst case scenario. I'm talking worst case scenario. Yeah, there's all kinds of variant factors where it could just be Nama. Like, he could be bluffing this whole thing. He could be like, I have the source code for How Plants Wave in the Wind. And then, you know, they give him $1 million and he's like, here you go, retards, bye.
So yeah, I think from my perspective, I think the most important thing to see with this is just try to fix whatever possible vulnerabilities there is to the source code, or just rewrite those in general. But, you know, a lot of stuff when it comes to, like, you know, mission stuff, when it comes to assets, when it comes to animations, when it comes to structures and any of that stuff, that doesn't need to be rewritten. It's things that people can exploit within the game, whether it is, you know, via, you know, like Chris mentioned, with not needing shark cards anymore to gain money from the system. Maybe there's a workaround to that. That needs to get fixed if there's any vulnerabilities that way. You know, any network vulnerabilities that could be found within the game, where someone can, you know, proxy to some part of the game where they're able to access, I don't know, something. But yeah, those are the types of things that they would need to resolve.
I got a weird question. I'm gonna put my tinfoil hat on a second. Whoa. Like, what are the because I mean, look at it. Like, look at the theatrics of the whole thing, right? Look at how much I mean, like I said before, we're talking about, at the end of the day, a fucking heist. And we're also talking about Rockstar, the people that probably leaked the hot coffee mod as a publicity stunt. Like,
we don't know that, by the way. We don't know that.
That's why I said probably.
I don't want to say probably either.
it's not perhaps.
It
was just hugely benefit. Like, Rockstar used to court controversy.
It wasn't a leak from inside of Rockstar. In fact, they just found
it. It was a fan, right?
Using Game Shark or Codebreaker. That's what they found. So
okay. So there's zero chance that this is.
Yeah, zero. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just asking.
That's at least a hot coffee.
Yeah, for hot coffee. But you can still go on with your conspiracy theory, Brett. Finish up? Go ahead.
No. My question is just like, what percentage of possibility you guys think that this might be internally constructed?
Zero. Like, That's my
opinion. All that got released was like, because this is amazing.
It just makes them look bad. You see how people are reacting to footage that clearly just shows this development.
Yeah, I think this is 0%.
Yeah. It's not like if it was like a really cool scene. And it was like, Joe, did you see that craziness? And then they come up, you weren't supposed to see that. You weren't supposed to see that. And you're like, man, that looked amazing. No, we're not getting there.
That's true.
Rockstar and Take-Two are a publicly traded company. They don't need this PR, especially when they have the most successful video game ever made. They're going to do status quo to the wazoo. That this type of publicity stunt maybe would have been something that I could have seen, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, but nah, not today, man. That seems, yeah, that would take a lot of fucking balls for someone from Rockstar to say, hey, let's, you know how to gain a lot of attraction to this game that would have gotten ridiculous amount of attraction more than any other game in the first place. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
No way.
Yeah, I highly doubt it. Like, I can't say zero because I'm not a Sith. So next number after zero.
Yeah. If there's anything lower than zero, that's a percentage. You know, Brian, what are your thoughts on all this leak stuff, man?
Well, because I'm not on Twitter anymore because I just can't be bothered anymore. I'm actually just finding out right now. This is actually quite fun.
Wow.
Brett, I now understand why you don't be on Twitter, because it's so much fun just not being there. Because right, then you get like all this stuff, like as and when people talk about it. It's like, oh, what? This happened?
I'm just flying in blind, Brian.
It's fun, you know? Brett and I are like just morphing into like one person. Seriously, yeah.
It's hilarious because, again, I'm trying to stay off Twitter. I get it on my phone. My shit's blowing up. Tony, have you seen it? Tony, have you seen it? Tony, have you seen this? You know? So I can't stay away.
I mean, to be honest, I wasn't really looking at Twitter, but, you know, I found out from you guys.
Yeah,
you know,
the Discord.
I was like, what is going on right now? And then, obviously, I go on Discord to see and... You know? Yeah. Shout out to the Discord crew, you know?
Yeah.
My thoughts are mostly the same thing as everyone else. Like, this is huge. Yes, huge with small hands, huge. Jeez, I should stay off Twitter a lot more often. It's so much fun. This is massive. Because I thought at first, okay, like maybe it's like one or two videos, and then I found this compilation of like an hour long of footage, and I'm just going through it bit by bit, and it's just like, wow, this is a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
people are going to be fired for sure, because this is it's not just like small things, it's a lot of stuff. And if Brett's saying that the source code is out there for certain parts, then that's a big problem.
Yo, hold on. Who said? I think it was Logic Win said that come Tuesday, someone's going to be working at Cluck and Bell. You know?
Yep. Oh, I can see that, because they would not be allowed anywhere in the industry afterwards, because everyone would just be like, yeah, just blacklist this guy because he or she can't be trusted.
Yeah, and by the way, even if it was unintentional, if the person by some reason accidentally let vulnerability out, they're fired.
Oh yeah, they're done. Yeah. They're done.
I actually think that's worse than doing it intentionally, because then it's like, yeah, it's a massive liability.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah, imagine that if it's an honest mistake, your career's done. You know.
Yeah. your LinkedIn is gonna be like, I worked from Rockstar to this month. It's like, they're only fired one person in 2022. I wonder who it was.
Oh man, that is brutal. All right, that's it. That's all the GTA questions. Thank you guys, man, for being on top of that. Good stuff. All right, there were other things going on in the industry though. TGS, Tokyo Game Show, State of Play happened, Nintendo Direct. So we're gonna talk about these things, except for Nintendo Direct. Nobody asks questions about that. There's one that's kind of sort of related, though.
You know, they did some people to like it. You know, they like their Nintendos.
Hold on. I'll save this question a little bit. Anyway, Berserker Guts, who we haven't heard from in a while. What's going on, man?
How's
Griffith doing, boy? Was this TGS the worst one ever? I can't think of a single thing they showed to be excited about, except for some hot booth babes. Again, I'm on my vacation, so I haven't been on Twitter, so I don't know what they showed at TGS.
Has anybody really? Is that how you find things through Twitter?
That's my only news source. I have no idea what's going on in the world right now because I'm not on Twitter.
That's so weird. I actually go through sites and like Reddit and just source. Let's go to official sites for publishers.
I've gotten all my news, you know, as a gaming journalist from Twitter for the last 7 years. I don't know anywhere else. From Twitter, their official pages, like official Activision, official Rockstar, official Capcom, they all post stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't trust him.
You don't trust? It's from the company.
It's propaganda.
And you realize that the links they link to are the things you're reading on their website. It's the same thing, you know? So anyway, I haven't been keeping up. I haven't been on Twitter. I don't know what the fuck's going on, so... Has anybody been watching TGS?
It's just the Yakuza stuff. Isn't that the shit we talked about?
That was part of it.
That was like the first day.
Kind of. I don't know. Go ahead, Carlos. Yeah.
I feel, let's just be honest. I think most of us didn't pay attention to TGS this year.
TGS in general was never that big. Let's just be real.
I mean, they've gotten steadily worse, I would say. I mean, there were a couple of times I did watch it, and they had a bunch of really cool announcements for Sega for a bunch of games that were going to fucking come to the United States.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Like the Virtual On game that they fucking advertised.
Yeah, what happened to that shit?
That shit wasn't... Anyway, so... Yeah, so it's... So it's like... I feel like this year I didn't see anything that sort of caught my eye. I mean, maybe there was something in there, but I didn't see anything that really just said anything like, okay, so we'll see. It's just like nowadays, it's like TGS has sort of just become like the, you know, after all the dust has settled from all the other shows that they do, then there's TGS and they're like, yeah, we ain't got nothing left now.
Yeah, what about you guys in the chat? Did you guys see anything from TGS? I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? You know, because I'm pretty sure somebody would have messaged me some shit. I didn't hear nothing, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. If something really huge would have dropped during GTS, we would have known for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The release dates and stuff for the betas for Street Fighter, the new one. That was big news that came out. That was all right.
What's going on with Street Fighter? Because we do have a question about Street Fighter 6. I guess they show more stuff.
They showed stuff, but then also they talked about the dates for the closed betas, and it's like sometime in October and stuff like that. So they're releasing that information.
People in the chat are mentioning Tekken and Yakuza, but
that was State of Play though, wasn't it?
State of Play, yeah. That wasn't technically Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, we're talking about like actual. I mean, I'll still count it, but we're talking about the actual proper Tokyo Game Show. You know. I don't know. The thing is, TGS was never big ticket item stuff. I know for Riku, that's his E3. I know that, but
I mean, back in the day, they used to do some serious announcement on there. You know, stuff. Like Silent Hill, like friggin' like Metal Gear games. They used to do some serious shit back in the day.
Yeah, but ever since the Throwdown, not really.
I know what was the big thing, and we talked about it in chat. It was the talk that Steam showed off their Steam Deck. And the BS about people bitching about what ports and all that stuff. But that was the big thing that kept spreading everywhere. It was like, oh, look, why did they get to see it? And it doesn't have all the ports. It's supposed to be 14 ports on this and blah, blah, blah. It's like, shit, where's my parallel cable on it? I wanted to have every damn port possible. It's just a fucking dock. You can go buy one now. You know, it's nothing special. Let's go get a dock.
Yeah, all right, so I guess... Nobody knows what happened at
TGS. Yeah, I can't really say if there was anything that this year that really struck me. So, unfortunately.
You know what's funny? Microsoft had a presence in TGS, but they just announced like a whole bunch of old games on Game Pass. So it's like,
shit. Yeah, they announced a bunch of former PlayStation exclusives. It's like, "Hey, look, we got Guilty Gear Xrd." Oh, really? Well, gee, great. That's about 2 years. That's about 5 years off.
Is that where they showed off the Deathloop coming to Game Pass? Was that did they show that there?
Sure. That was part of that, I think.
You know, it's one of the biggest news that I think a lot of people talked about, but that's really kind of, it seems obvious to me, is that Resident Evil 4 is going to come out for the PS4 and as well as the next gen consoles.
still doing this shit, man.
Yeah, they're still doing that cross-gen shit.
You gotta peep the people who haven't decided to invest in a giant brick.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be if they made games for it. You know?
No, excuse me. A heat sink and a game console. There's more heat sink in that game console than
There's more heat sink than that, man.
Go ahead. Other than that, I can't really think of huge news. I mean, if you want to include State of Play and Nintendo Direct into the TGS, there was some pretty big news that was worth talking about. But I mean, I don't even consider those TGS.
I found this one site that listed a bunch of stuff. I don't know if we want to go through them though. Okay, we talked about the Xbox stuff on the Thursday show. Everyone's talking about this game called Metal Hellslinger. That's an interesting game because it's kind of basically Doom meets.
That's out already.
It's out.
I mean,
it's like a rhythm metal game.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to play that though. Rhythm game.
I remember I asked you. It looks like a Tony game except for one thing.
Yeah, the rhythm.
And
stuff.
That was like the rhythm part. Yeah.
Yep. That's a deal breaker for me. Nope. No thanks. Okay, we don't need to talk about the Xbox stuff. We already saw that. Capcom announcements.
Street Fighter.
What do we have here? Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak title update 2. Okay. Resident Evil Village Gold Edition.
That's the third person mode.
Okay, cool. The Winter expansion is coming. Shadows of the Rose, Mercenaries, and a third person mode, like you said. Ubisoft.
It's funny because is that the new thing now? Something that usually was just a button to switch is now considered an add-on, a special. Yes. Like, didn't Final Fantasy 15 did the same shit? It was like, oh, guess what? Now you can go first person with this add-on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god.
Exo Primal. That's a Capcom game. I don't know what that is.
Exo Primal, is that the one where they're all the dinosaurs falling out of the
world? Yeah. That's it.
It is the biggest FU to all the Dino Crisis fans. It's like, hey, we're Capcom. We're making games with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It's not Dino Crisis. It's like, oh,
except dinosaurs spill out of a time hole like water.
Yeah, like they
should,
like,
here's the thing. But here's the thing. Like, what if they did call it Dino Crisis? Then people will be even more pissed.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, wait a minute. Dinosaurs don't fall out of fucking time portals in Dino Crisis?
What else do we have here? Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection. Okay.
Yeah, it's all the Battle Network games. It's not really a megaton.
Yeah, it's not. None of these are megatons. Let's just be honest. Street Fighter VI, a new trailer. Okay. We got a question about that for later. We'll answer. Konami, they had Yu-Gi-Oh! Whatever. Mm-hmm. A shit ton of Yu-Gi-Oh! Games, it seems. Suikoden 1 and 2 remastered. So there you go.
That's for, you know, for the Suikoden fans who haven't played those, and it don't look that bad. The remaster work that they did on them.
Cool. Sega showed off Sonic Frontiers or Super Sonic.
Of course there is.
Yeah, 505 Games. What did they show? Xbox Game Pass shit. Okay, I'll just quickly run down. Serial Killers, RE Legend, Assetto Corsa. I can't pronounce this shit. Gunfire Reborn, Ayuden Chronicles,
Serial Cleaner, right?
Serial Killers, it says.
Killers? Is that the cleaning one?
Killers. Rogue Spirit, Unholy, Unheard Voices of Crime, Stray Blade, not to be confused with Stray, and Miasma Chronicles. So that's everything 505 Games showed.
Miasma!
Miasma! Square Enix showed Octopath Traveler 2, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Very good stuff. What the hell game is this? Wanted Dead? That's the name of the game, by the way. Wanted Dead. Okay. D3, publisher, developer, Samurai Maiden. I guess that's it. All right. Again, Tokyo Game Show. Manny, I think you're right. I think you are getting worse.
They are. There's really nothing left in there now.
Jesus.
It's like they blew their load and then just like, oh, what is this? It's not even weird Japanese games that you're even seeing in there anymore.
That's right.
One of those ones with the dancing girls and all that other shit. You don't even see those things.
Yeah.
The stupid. What is it? Love Plus or all those dating sims?
Yeah.
You don't see any of that.
That's right. Interesting. Right. So,
well, maybe they'll have to pay more to get on the show floor. That's
every deal. Well, I mean, a lot of those games are made by the big companies, but I also think that there has been a change in censorship.
Whoa.
Especially when it comes to the PlayStation side. This so is true. A lot of that stuff may not be allowed.
All right. So to answer your question, yes, it was the worst TGS. but on the other hand, our boy Illustrated Dio was actually quite excited over TGS. He was happy. So his first question is, what were your absolute must-buy day one games announced at TGS 2022 State of Play? Yeah. So he, so this is what he's excited about. He says he's going to get all these games day one, no questions asked. Street Fighter 6, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Resident Evil 8 Gold Edition, Mega Man Battle Network, Exo Primal, Monster Hunter Sunbreak DLC, and Wanted Dead. And from State of Play, he's going to get Stellar Blade, God of War Ragnarok, Tekken 8, Like a Dragon Ishin, and Sin Duality, and Rise of Ronin.
God of War.
What's up?
The Rise of
Ronin. A lot of those games aren't even coming anytime soon. Like that, the Yakuza one.
Yeah, he doesn't care, though. He's hyped.
That's a whiles out. All right.
Don't harsh his buzz. Good on you, man.
Like, exactly. I'm glad you have games.
Not being cynical. You have a lot of shit you're excited about. Keep that positivity, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Let us be cynical for you, man.
The Rise of Ronin looks interesting, but if it ends up being like a hack slash fest like most Teen Ninja games, then I'm done.
I don't care for that.
I don't want that.
I mean, God of War Ragnarok. I mean, for sure, that's one of mine.
Yeah, God of War Ragnarok.
Tekken maybe.
Yeah. I don't care about Street Fighter.
I haven't cared about Tekken in like 20 years.
I never cared about Tekken to begin with. Street Fighter. Here's the thing. I don't want to be excited about it, but I probably will get it just because of Street Fighter.
We have to do tournaments. It's going to have the round robin with the spectator mode. That's going to be fun so we can compete, and then I'll put money in PayPal accounts so we can battle and try to win. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Fight Club. What's up, Brett?
Fight Club.
Yeah, Fight Club. We'll see about Resident Evil 4. I'm still wary about that. All right. You go ahead.
Resident Evil 4, I'll probably get. I mean, I got all the
other
Resident Evil
remakes. I'll probably play it too, you're right, but it's like, yeah.
Why wouldn't I get the remake? The other remakes are pretty good, so.
Yeah, but the thing is that those games needed to be remade. Resident Evil 4 doesn't need to be remade.
Yeah, I just don't see that as a day one. It's like you said, yeah, you get them eventually, but that's like
it's whatever. It's like Dead Space. That game doesn't need to be remade. The game's perfect, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my problem with it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't put the Protocol on there, that whole thing. Yeah.
He didn't care about it, you know?
Which
this
one?
This is Dio's not Callisto mine. Protocol?
Yeah, Callisto.
So that wasn't in the State of Play?
That wasn't in the State of Play. That was in
No, but he was just listing also all the games that he's hyped for. So
no, he's not. He, all these games
no,
are shown.
He wasn't, he wasn't shown for that one? That one wasn't shown at anything?
Mm-mm.
No.
They got canceled.
Okay, so he also asked, what are your disappointments of both showcases? The showcases themselves. How about that? The showcases themselves, you know? So his disappointments were no Dragon's Dogma 2, no Scalebound, no Metal Gear Solid, no Guerrilla Game updates, no Spider-Man 2 Wolverine, no PS5 or PC version of Bloodborne.
Didn't Phil Spencer get asked about Scalebound, like, not too long ago?
I think so.
He said, fuck that game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you see that the Uncharted collection drops in like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
On PC.
Yeah. Oh, on PC.
And they didn't even mention that at the show. I was expecting
They said it was coming, so they just sort of just left it at that.
That was a while ago, though. You would have thought they would have said, hey, we show this off. This is another Sony IP dropping on PC.
Okay, Assyrian Air Force is in the house. I'm glad you're here, brother. Because he goes, because we were talking about this in the Discord. He says that PlayStation needs to have another showcase. What are they going to have, bro? There's nothing. They have nothing to show.
I mean, unless they have things.
All the VR games that are not.
He doesn't think the State of Play was enough. He wants an actual big showcase. But for what?
We're not this year anymore.
Yeah, well, this year's done. Dude, it's over. I feel your sentiment. It would be nice, but there's nothing to show, man. There's nothing to show.
God of War Ragnarok is the last bullet on the chamber for the next several months for PlayStation. Yeah, I don't think they're unless there's like a PSVR. When does PSVR 2 release?
2023.
Yeah, Asterisk. So that
you know?
Yeah,
we and still... that was ridiculous when they said that you can't play the old games on it. It's like, wow, that's a big eat, especially for a lot of people that did invest. It's like, oh, shit, why can't I just play these?
I would expect a showcase before the end of March next year, but as far as this year, unless there's like a state of play with just like talking about God of War Ragnarok, I strongly doubt that there's going to be like a full blown out showcase.
Yeah, not for this year. Not titles. This year. Not happening. Not happening. But I agree with you, Carlos. I think spring next year we're going to get something.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah, you know, like Adam always says, gotta have something.
Gotta have something. All right, thank you, Dio. Moving on here. Another one from Mob Hits, who's also joining us tonight. All right. Given what Capcom showed of Street Fighter 6 during TGS, would you say Capcom is now back in full force? The game seems to be night and day compared to Street Fighter 5, especially with the announcement of content we'll have. So, Adam, you saw Street Fighter 6 stuff. What, you know, is he on the move here?
No, it looks good, but, I mean, where's all the new IPs? There's nothing. All the stuff they were showing is just, all right, we're getting more of everything that we expected, especially with the other games. So I was expecting something new. I was hoping something new. And we're not getting that. What else? There were no surprises here. Regardless of Street Fighter, we saw how that looked. It looked great. This trailer with the reoccurring characters, it looked fine. You know, they announced the full lineup also. That was cool. But I was hoping for some surprises. Just show something. At least make up one fucking bullshit game.
What about Street Fighter 6 compared to 5?
It looks all right. I mean, we were seeing some gameplay of it. It looks fine. But I need to see more. I just, my main concern is not even so much how it looks, because it, like I said, it still wowed me, but it's the content and if they're going to trickle it out like they did with 5. I really hope they don't. You know, and it's like, oh yeah, we showed you all these characters, but they're not all going to be released at launch.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting in the World Tour mode. It's like a PlayStation Home type of thing. Like you make your character and you walk around.
And then
around,
you run around and then, and stuff, and you can start fights with people and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It took 6 games and how many spin-offs to actually start a street fight in Street Fighter.
That's funny.
I find that funny.
We got to see it work.
It's interesting. They took that approach. Like,
nope, it's kind of
cut off.
Cut out.
Uh-oh.
Capcom shut him down. They shut him down.
Oh, I got to blow my nose.
It's a
Rockstar shut him down.
They have...
Chris, we didn't hear anything you said for the last 30 seconds, man.
Customizers, he can make a little.
Damn,
I don't think he's right. He can't hear us. He can't hear.
I think it's connection.
He can buy clothes and all this shit.
He can't hear us. They got him.
Somebody type something.
No, I think it was his connection made him lag, so he was talking and he didn't hear us.
And now I'm having bad network issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it looks cool. The whole idea looks cool, but it's, again, I was just hoping that they were going to show us a new IP, create something. I feel like the last time we saw something really new from them was Lost Planet, and that's been forever. So Monster Hunter and all that, that's fine. You know, Street Fighter, that's my fighting game of choice. It always will be. So even if it looked like pure hot garbage, I'm still going to give it benefit of doubt, because I'm like, well, I still know how to do my Hadoukens. And there we go. You can't take that away from me. You know, that's one of the things I love playing on my Steam Deck. It's just Street Fighter V. That's amazing. So like, yeah, I can play all this other shit, but I'm playing Street Fighter V in my hand.
Yeah. Oh, let's drop off.
I just want Monster Hunter World 2, man.
That's what I want. Actually, what they call it? Monster Hunter something. They announced it. The big one. The big Mamma Jamma game. The one we're waiting for.
Wait, what? Excuse me?
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Like,
they announced Monster Hunter 2?
Yeah, Monster Hunter. It's not Monster Hunter World 2, but it's the next big one for consoles, you know?
I thought it was like a collection or something that they did. See. That it was just another special edition type of deal with all the DLC and all that crap.
Let me look this shit up. Paradise, there it is. It was a leak, though, so take that how you will.
Monster Hunter Paradise.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be the actual... You know, like the Breath of the Wild game isn't called Breath of the Wild 2? It's just the same vein.
Yeah.
It's the sequel to Monster Hunter World, you know?
That's what I really want to hear about.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck about any of this Rise shit, you know? Fucking Switch game.
Rise.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good. So, yeah, just reiterate what you were saying before.
Oh, no. It was just like, I thought it was funny that they added that World Tour mode, because that's so unlike any Street Fighter game, right? To have this kind of character custom, make your own fighter and all that stuff. That's not
a Capcom thing to do. Like, that's not even a Japanese like fighting game. That's not like heard of. So I thought that was weird. And they showed all these like weird modes, like you can DJ and make it. Yeah. I'm like, what is that?
Hey, man.
I'm like, DJ.
Well, we know it's just they're trying to figure out ways to do some microtransactions, and it's going to be all about outfits and customization. Oh, you
know, I know, I saw the outfits.
That's what they're going to do, and people are going to eat it up. They are going to eat it up.
Well, yeah,
like, want to play PlayStation Home and Street Fighter.
Yeah, they're gonna probably do tie-ins with Netflix. You want the Cobra Kai outfit? Here you go. You know, you want a Miyagi go?
But Ryu can't wear it.
No, exactly. Yeah, certain guys can't. It's only for your custom guy. It's only for your custom. So, I mean, that could work. But again, like what we saw, it took a while for them to match make, and it's early on. Whatever. You know, once it goes live and there's millions of people all over, I don't know if they announced. I don't remember them. I don't think it will. If it's gonna have crossplay, it should.
So I missed the part about Monster Hunter.
We were just speculating and stuff, like, because Monster Hunter Paradise was leaked. Remember that? I think somebody said it was debunked too, so don't put any credence to that. But that basically, we're just saying that's the shit we want. We don't care about Rise.
Oh, World 2, yeah.
That's what shit we want. Fuck Rise, you know. All right, let's move on here. We have another one from Mr. Mob Hits. All right. What do you make of Phil Spencer saying Xbox has reached a, quote, substantial amount of players, unquote, in Asia this generation? Good?
Compared to what their own numbers are. I mean, I think it was like 50 before. Now they got 200. Yeah, it was, 200. but it was really low. So,
there's still like 100 Xboxes a month or something. Yeah, I'm not making that up, you know?
No, it's true. It's true. It was really low. So, hey, you take a win when you can. It doesn't mean it's like some huge number, but any increase is a good increase.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. That's good.
But then he also specified it was Xbox Series S. So I think the form factor had something to do with it.
Yeah, the skinny model.
Yeah, the skinny, smaller one that, you know, in those small apartments that they could just, like, fit it in a little one, you know, instead of
Essentially, Sony made an American console.
Yeah.
They made a console that, like, you know, like, remember how, like, they said the old Xbox was too big? You know,
VCR.
Yeah, so this new PlayStation is about as big. I feel like this generation.
It's bigger than my tower. Oh, my PC.
Bigger than what? Like my tower. That's what she said, you know?
I feel like Xbox and PlayStation have sort of switched personalities.
Yeah.
Like, remember, like, Xbox was all worried about Call of Duty and all that other stuff? You know, like, you know, all about, you know, the, you know, you know, the, you know.
New Sony.
Yeah. And so now it's like reverse. So it's like, you know, the Microsoft seems to be investing in more games, you know, more games that are just sort of weird and off kilter, you know, just to sort of bolster their
It's a seesaw. It's a seesaw. This is how we see it. It always goes up and down.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, good on them, man. All right. Oh, sponsored question.
Who's sponsored?
Mr. Romudeth, very generous fellow. Handsome fellow, too. He is sponsoring an extra question for Mr. Mob Hits.
I heard he took off.
He's trying to enjoy himself, but motherfuckers keep bringing him back on Twitter, you know, when Rockstar shit happens. Anyway, very familiar story. So the question is, Stellar Blade, which was formerly Project Eve, you know, the Korean girl game, was initially announced as a multiplayer.
Thank you, because those are two names that just made absolutely no sense. They're just like, what, what?
Okay. It was initially announced as a multiplayer game, but now it's a PS5 exclusive. And the question is, does this give legitimacy to the recent rumors regarding Sony, quote unquote, aggressively keeping certain games from Xbox? We're not going to go that far. But I'm pretty sure Sony was like, yeah, we want to keep that as an exclusive.
Again, to be honest, it's no different than what Microsoft was doing back in the day when they had the ball in their court.
Apparently, Gears of War, right? Wasn't that supposed to be multiplayer? Wasn't Alan Wake supposed to be?
No,
Alan Wake was supposed
to be a multi-platform game, and Microsoft blocked it.
Yeah. So it happens, you know. Both of them do it, so you can't be like, oh, they do it. And it's like, everybody does that shit, you know?
Yeah, it's not, like, here's the thing. It's about getting those sought-after titles onto your consoles. Now, here in this situation, Microsoft actually doesn't really need to play the game of trying to lock down a thing to their console. All they need to do is just lock it down to their service. Game is still out on the field. Just you can get it for free now. or get it right, within the multi service.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, like Manny said, people—they've been doing this for a while, so it's nothing new.
Didn't they lock down? They locked down that other game too. The game that was made by the one guy, that Brian talked about last week.
Oh, Bright Memory.
Bright Memory Infinite.
Yeah, Bright Memory Infinite.
As I remember, Sony locked that one down too.
All right, Brian, I got a question.
I don't think so. What? No, because that was on Xbox.
Yeah, Bright Memory was on Xbox. It only just came out for PlayStation and Switch somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the first person shooter. I'm talking about the one that's like the Final Fantasy game that was made by one guy.
Oh, Bright Memory. Lost Soul Aside?
Yes.
Yeah, Sony locked that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony, you were saying?
Bright Memory Burning. What's that?
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe a sequel?
Was that a prequel or the pre?
No. Bright Memory Infinite was the one that they just released.
What the fuck is Bright Memory Burning, or did I just make that up?
You made it.
I don't know. All I know is that it started off as Bright Memory on PC, and then it's migrated to Bright Memory Infinite. So they're technically two different ones.
Yeah, he fixed it up and he added some other elements and took some things out that people didn't like and made some adjustments.
Interesting.
Still a short game, though. It was only like 2 hours or so. It's pretty short.
All right.
Time for a witch hunt. Games are too short.
Does this game have multiplayer?
Yeah, you don't see that anymore, do you?
Because every game does. All right, next up, Assyrian Air Force, who's been joining us tonight. Hello, everyone. Hope is well. Yeah, we're doing very well, sir. Thank you for asking. Is it just me, or do some announced games look like DLC? Examples, Breath of the Wild 2, God of War Ragnarok, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare. How can companies reuse assets from previous games and then charge full price? Well, that's standard operation. You're going to use reset assets. It's not like what the Japanese used to do back in the day. Like, oh, new game, new engine, you know?
No, I feel like those games in general are sort of, they're so close to each other, they're still using the same stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel like if it was a little bit more of a development time between them, I think they would be a lot more different, especially if they were being developed for another console. I don't know. I mean, I feel like what's hindering God of War Ragnarok is the fact that it's still on a PS4. So it's probably why it still looks the same, and they're probably not going to use any of the ray tracing bullshit of the other stuff that you see on the PlayStation 5. Maybe, you know, maybe the fast load times, but that's about it. And maybe the game won't be as big.
I think out of all ones he mentioned, the one that really looked dated is that the Breath of the Wild sequel, that Tears.
Tears of the King battle looks absolutely terrible. Like,
but what can they do? Because think about it, it's running on the Switch, which is old tech to begin with. So what else can you do unless they make a cloud version, and no one's going to want that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that you're like, and I think what's also sort of maybe making you feel like you're leading you to feel that a lot of these games look like DLCs because they're still being made for the same fucking consoles the last games were made for.
Yeah, not even built on a new engine. If it's not a new engine, you can look different.
Yeah, you could say probably. No, but like for the new Breath of the Tears of the King game, all that game is just, you know, Breath of the Wild plus it may be a totally different game, but they're still using a lot of the assets and things from the previous one because they probably can't go that much bar beyond it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, God of War, that thing still needs to run on a PS4. What was the other one that he said? Miles Morales?
Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare is because they're showing all the multiplayer stuff. And
that one's actually locked down for the generation, not the previous one, right?
No, are they still rocking
PS4s?
This Warzone and all the stuff that's still going to be on all of it. Yeah, from what I understand, it's still going to be on all of
them. So I'm thinking that you know that thing that everybody says, PC is holding everything back.
Well, consoles are holding you back.
Consoles are sort of holding a lot of this back from the potential. Because what are you going to see, like, in God of War Ragnarok? Maybe they put in the ray tracing junk in it. Maybe they don't. And to be honest, like, whenever they do put the ray tracing in there, it runs at 30 FPS. And those trailers were running at 30 FPS. So those probably meant that they were running at the highest that they could.
I don't care. I just want the story. That's for the God of War. I'm there for the story. I know the gameplay is going to be fun and all that stuff. And if it's
I don't know, I mean, it's just like you look at last generation PlayStation 2, God of War 1 compared to God of War 2. That's a fucking leap. Like the God of War 2 legitimately looks like a much nicer game compared to the previous one. And this is at the end of the PlayStation 2 generation.
God of War 2 looked like a fucking PS3 game. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
It was really close to a PS3 game. But then when you finally got the PS3 version, you're like, that shit looks like nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, because God of War 3 was like, excuse me?
Do we know if the new God of War is going to do that same tracking shot, like that one take that they did? Oh, we don't
know. Yeah, they're probably going to do the same last one.
That was pretty cool.
I didn't realize that was a thing until after I beat the game. Like, oh yeah, that was a thing. Cool.
I mean, Metal Gear 5 sort of did it too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, that's why they look like DLC. But no, I don't think a company should like charge you less because you have to kind of reuse assets. You got to get these games out in time, right? You know, that's a good way.
Reuse assets is a thing that happens. But I also think at the same time, it's like we're not seeing any sort of a graphical leap from the previous one.
No, of course
it just
not.
Looks like more. It just looks like more of the same, and I think that's what the real deal is. Like that, I think he has an issue with. It's that the fact that the game just looks like the same game, despite it being a few years off. You know.
Yeah, yeah, I can't blame him for that. All right, and the final question of the night. You know
what?
One subset. His question is, and it has nothing to do with anything that we've discussed previously. I have several sealed games from Dreamcast, Xbox 360, the original Xbox. And PlayStation 2. I'm thinking about sending them to WADA to be graded and slabbed. Is it worth it? What is WADA?
I want to call it the bullshit rating service. Essentially, damn. It's essentially
tell me
the
how you really feel.
It's a fucking scam. It's the same shit as the CGC.
They do it for the cards and all that shit.
You realize how much money that thing costs to grade your shit, and a lot of times they don't treat your shit right.
Oh, motherfuckers!
You have to pay for everything, for the handling,
you have the shipping, handling, and all that stuff, you know. So in between the time of you shipping the shit out, your shit could get damaged and get a lower raid because of the damage that was on there, you know. To each his own on those things, but I don't believe, I think they're something that literally fucks over the industries that they're doing, like when first with the comic industry and then now with the fucking video game industry.
Well, yeah, they were doing
literally online right now. I see a copy of the Bouncer for $1,000, an unopened copy of that fucking bullshit game. $1,000 for that shit. That is fucking stupid.
No. Yeah, I see it all the time.
Oh, those guys are getting out of hand. The fucking resellers and shit.
It's a tracking, though. That's why people are going with these places, because it's like anybody can say, oh, it's sealed and it's in great condition. But everyone keeps looking for our higher power to say that it's really that good. So these companies pop up and then go ahead, send your shit to us. We'll go like this and like that, and we'll put a little sticker and tell you it's good. And then you'll get a certificate.
I mean,
said higher power, I'm thinking about fucking Jesus and shit coming down.
Well, that's it. We should start one too. The Throwdown Authenticator. And then that's it. And go ahead.
Yeah, that's right, motherfuckers. God is Hispanic. Say something. Anyway. Hey, listen. You know, if other people can say God is of our race, why can't we say it, right? That motherfucker's adobo as fuck, man. You know,
we know Jesus didn't look like the way Michelangelo, you know,
Jesus looked. Yeah, Jesus looked like man, you know, that beautiful brown skin, you know, black hair. Why are we even talking about
this? They say he also didn't even have like long hair. They said
he had short curly hair. And that's in the Bible.
Probably looked like Bin Laden or something. You know, I'm not saying that to be like facetious. That's what those motherfuckers look like.
Exactly.
You know?
But anyway, Back to the higher power of video games.
Jesus wasn't white. Anyway, go on.
Wasn't it the song from Airplane at the end of the movie? Was Jesus was a black dude, not some white guy with a tan.
Yes.
Also, maybe Hispanics need to claim him because we're the only ones brave enough to use his name for our chip.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You know,
I had a few Hesu friends. Yeah.
Although to be fair, the Muslims named their children Muhammad, so they're about that life too. You know, they're about that life. You know, white people, what's up? I want to see more Jesus people. You know, hey, Jesus Smith sold me this car.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if the person is called Jesus or Jesus, you probably think he's like some sort of Hispanic.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably his mom. You know,
like no man, he ain't Hispanic, man. His ancestors owned slaves. He white as fuck. You know.
Love to see a magician like Chris Angel named Jesus so he can levitate.
My children. I give them the money.
Who would say no? I did think about it. If somebody did come out and say they were Jesus number two and started doing that, he'd get shot. Nobody would believe him.
Well, the thing is, let's just be honest. If the real Jesus showed up in Times Square, people were like, get out of here.
What are you?
People like he ain't white.
And then they point at the Hard Rock Cafe to be like, come on, Chris Angel could do that shit. He could walk on water and he could walk through walls.
You know how New Yorkers would react if someone claimed to be Jesus in New York?
Hey, I'm walking here.
The same way that New Yorkers react to when some random dude says he's Jesus in the street of New York.
Yeah.
Like every other
person. You just keep walking?
The only difference, though, if there is Hispanic people around, they'll probably believe.
Oh, they will be.
Only if he shows up with a piece of toast that has Virgen de Guadalupe on it.
You know.
I would say to you, use your best judgment in this sort of situation when it comes to it. But I do be aware that you're going to end up paying quite a bit of money to get your stuff graded. Uh-huh. And if they do, I mean, granted, if you want to try to go on the resale market and try to do that, or you have a nice, sexy looking case and a grading on there. I mean, full power to you, but at the same time, I don't believe in that sort of system because all it does is just ruin the pricing of getting those games in the future for other people. In fact, 2020 alone had literally inflated the used gaming market, whereas you could get, pretty well-known games, like your Metal Gear Solids or your Metal Gears, like the original ones, for a lot of the consoles for pretty decent prices. Nowadays, you can literally start to, start paying like $100 or $200 on one of those games and used and not even in good condition.
You just triggered something, because that was one of the rumors that people thought we were going to hear over at TGS, that Konami was going to announce like some Metal Gear collection or some, bring in some of the old one. We didn't hear any of that. None of that.
Yep. I don't know. All that is rumors, and nobody's officially saying anything. I mean, TGS didn't even have a Kojima announcement. He just showed a photo set that says "Who am I?" It's like, oh, come on.
Well, he showed up with like Phil Spencer, didn't he?
That was at his hood. That was at his studio that he took the Spencer photo. Officially, he hasn't said anything about. They just said that they're working together, but they haven't talked about any what the capacity is or what any of that is. You just see them together. They're still playing mum. In fact, Kojima has a shirt on that says "Let's be partners."
Oh boy!
Like he's not saying it, but he's saying it. It's weird. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're done. We're done, people. Good show. Do we have anything to plug around him?
Nope.
Nothing for you.
Well, Adam and Carlos, though.
Well, sort of. I mean, yeah, this is if you're into Walking Dead, we have the final episode for Tales of the Walking Dead. That's up on iTunes and Spotify and, of course, YouTube, The Coalition with a K. Check that out. And if you're interested in knowing our thoughts, if you didn't bother watching like all the other millions of people that didn't bother watching, and we'll see what's going on, because after that we have two or three more weeks before Walking Dead proper comes out.
Not this weekend, but the following weekend, you know.
That's it. Because it's the first week. Yep. So if you're into Walking Dead, then follow us. I Am Negan, Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube.
Good stuff. All right, people, you already know. Throw down. Follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Join us on the Discord where the news and the conversations and the rumors are always hot and popping. Throw Down Show is on every podcast app on the planet. We have recently landed on Samsung Podcast, so go check that out if you're a Samsung user. Should be pretty cool. ThrowDownShow.com to listen to past episodes, and you have been listening to us on YouTube and enjoyed the content. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight is joined by Emilio Lopez.
And he's muted.
See you next time. Round two.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vail.
Humble Bundle needs to fix the issues of taking people's money and then sending them a message that they got no codes for you.
Brett Murdoch.
It's okay, Manny. You just pulled a Brett.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Munjoma.
As a wise mammal once said, long live the king.
Yes. All right, people, we'll see you on Thursday. Later.